and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Trisha Van Korbach, well, she had an aha moment. And that aha moment in her life was a moment where she began to understand that her faith in Christ is not about religion. No, no. But about relationship. Now, what brought her to that point is part of the story that I want you to hear. It's a story of God's guidance, His grace, His provision, His intervention. You'll hear it from her. Aha moments. Perhaps today, this moment, will be an aha moment for you. In that, you would realize how much God really loves you. Yes, He loves you so much that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. To shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, today, my friend, today, is calling you to Himself. Would you open your heart to Jesus? Oh, wouldn't you want to know what it's like to have your sins forgiven? All your wrongs made right because of what Christ has done on your behalf? You can. And it's our prayer that today you will open your heart to Jesus. Well, that's why we're here at the Good Life Radio Show. Trisha is married to Chad, and they have 3 sons, Elijah, Zachariah, and Isaiah. Trisha, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in California. I was born in Hawthorne, California. I was raised in Paramount, California.
What was it like growing up there?
I grew up with my parents. I have my mom and my dad, and I also have a sister. And next door, growing up, I always had my grandparents right next door to me. Mm. So I was very blessed to have
that. That is a blessing. Mm-hmm. You know, some people, they don't even know their grandparents.
Yeah.
Maybe grandma, grandpa passed.
Yeah.
You know, when they were young or even before they were born. But you had the privilege.
Yes.
Of knowing grandma and grandpa. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, when I was younger, you know, I always looked to my grandma, being Hispanic, and because I have that Hispanic background. And she was a lady that spoke faith even through my childhood and even through my growing up years of my husband and I dating. She would tell me in Spanish, "Mija, remember, the devil never sleeps." And I would look at her and kind of like, what does she mean by that? But now I really have an understanding of what that means. But she would say it in Spanish.
How would she say it?
Let me look. Hold on.
Well, while you're looking, remind me something else that Grandma used to say. I love those reflections, you know, when
yeah,
we think back.
Yeah, she, you know, she would just, you know, having, you know, the strength that you can do it. You know, she was very subtle in her ways. She was very, you know, she doesn't like taking medication. She was the one, if you had an earache, she would just grab this plant out of the soil and just put it in the cotton and put it in your ear. She was that, you know, very natural speaking person. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, just going through the ways of life and just, you know, very humble lady.
When you think back, you can see her face.
Yeah, she's with the Lord now. So mm-hmm. I'm just so thankful that, you know, I had that heritage of being her granddaughter.
Trisha, And I haven't forgotten. We're gonna get that as part of the show. We need some Espanol, the Espanol flavor here, the good life. So we'll get to that. But how did you become a Christian?
Well, you know, growing up, I didn't have the greatest upbringing. I went through Catholic school for almost 11 and a half years. During that time, my dad was an alcoholic. My dad's dad was also an alcoholic, and never liked that thing of alcoholism because I was such a broken child from that alcoholism. And you know, my mom would be just not happy during that time. My dad was drinking and just didn't treat me the best way, and just in her actions and by her words. And I was such a, like I said, a broken child. And I remember during that time of my parents had this huge closet, and I would just go under there and just cry. And I didn't have a really relationship with the Lord, and I would just bawl. And I didn't know who I was talking to, because in Catholic, you think it's a religion. You have to do the sign of the cross. You have to talk to statues and all these things. And I really didn't know who God was. But during that time of, you know, just crying out to God that I needed to, I just felt like I needed to cry out to somebody. And, you know, during that time, you know, that was God. Now thinking back, that was God that I was talking to.
Closet moments. Yeah, we'll just call it that. I think you saying what it was like there because of your father's alcoholic condition and the effects of that. There you are crying out. Today, someone is having a closet moment. Mm-hmm. They're crying out. It might be a closet moment as they're driving in their car. It may be a closet moment where they're sitting at their desk and they're listening to you share. No one else knows it's a closet moment, mm-hmm. but in their heart, they're crying out to God. When you were crying, literally crying mm-hmm. and figuratively crying, mm-hmm. what happened? What did you feel? What did you experience?
You know, I just felt a presence on me. I couldn't describe it because I was so young at that age. I don't remember how old I was, but I just remember being young and hiding underneath my mom was a chopper. And that's the, you know, I remember being underneath those bags, I'm sorry, and just having just that peace that, you know, talks about in the Bible that surpasses all understanding. So I had that peace and like someone just saying, it's going to be okay. Hmm. And
that's a very private moment that you share.
Yeah.
When I think about childhood, when I think about the longings that we have for security, and we don't know how to articulate that.
Yes.
We don't have the word, maybe don't have the vocabulary to string it all together. But it is a cry of our hearts.
Yeah.
Thing is, Tricia, people, even in the growing up years, even today, people might not know how to express that. And somehow, by the way that you share it, perhaps someone connects. Mm-hmm. Says, you mean, if I cry out to God, God will hear me? I think about the scripture, call upon him mm-hmm. while he is near. Mm-hmm. Seek him mm-hmm. While he may be found. Mm-hmm. And you did that.
Yeah.
He did not let you down. And yet it was still part of a process.
Yes.
Take us further. What went on after that?
After some time, you know, I grew up, went to high school and went to an all-girl Catholic high school in California. And during the time, I actually went to public school for a year. And during that time, I met my husband. and really didn't, you know, kind of said hi and bye, that kind of thing at school, but never, you know, made a relationship with him. And after I graduated from high school, you know, my dad, you know, still in that process of being an alcoholic, and my mom. But during that time after after I graduated from high school, my husband, he used to work at the supermarket, and I remember going in there after I was working, and then went in there, and long story short, got each other's number, started talking. And after that, it was history. And on our first date, he spoke to me about God's word and, you know, what people would call missionary dating. So he was doing it with me because I was not saved at that time and that moment in my life. And, you know, my husband told me on our first date that there were mountains in my life that God wanted to remove those mountains. And I knew exactly what that meant. And, you know, because God, you know, my dad was an alcoholic. My mom, you know, wasn't treating me the right way. And I knew God wanted me to be freed from those mountains.
Mountains in the life of Trisha Van Korbach. Her husband, the man that she was dating, who was going to be her husband, is her husband today, talked to her about mountains. She knew she had mountains in her life. I wonder today, dear friend, if there are certain mountains in your life that need to be removed. Mountains that can be removed. Mountains that Trisha, when we come back, will talk more about, not only what they were, she's already given us a clue of what those are, more than a clue, but how God removed those mountains. Hey, look, this might be a day of, scaling a mountain. It might be a day of removing a mountain. It might be a day of demolishing a mountain in your life. It might be the beginning of something. It may be a breakthrough of an aspect of your life that you were thinking, would it ever happen? The answer could very well be yes. Yes, today. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Trisha Van Korbach.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. We're here at, this is a great time because it's an opportune moment. Sometimes in our lives we find that there are things before us that really keep us from fulfilling the potential that God really has for us. You could call them mountains, you can call them barriers, but these barriers need to be removed. We need to do something about them, and we can't do them ourselves. So what happens? Our guest today, Tricia Van Korbach, is sharing her story about how God helped her remove mountains in her own life. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm so glad you're with us today. You want to find out more about this show? Perhaps you're tuning in right now. You just maybe caught the tail end of the last segment. You can get the program in its entirety for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Tricia, going back to mountains, Hey, let's talk some Spanish here, okay? The devil never sleeps. You said your grandma used to always tell you that when you were a little kid. Give it to us in Espanol.
El diablo nunca duerme. The devil never sleeps. Nunca means never. El diablo means the devil. And duerme means to sleep.
What was your grandma communicating to you?
She would tell me this, especially when Chad and I were dating my husband, that she would tell me that before we went on our date. She goes, "Mija, remember, el diablo nunca duerme." And then my Chad looked at me. He goes, "I knew it was something serious because the way your grandma's mannerism and her tone." And I said, he goes, "Well, what does she say?" I go, "Well, the devil never sleeps." And it's so true even today. You know, thinking back when she used to say that to me is, you know, that's real life even now.
You know, it's a good warning because we can very easily, in the frenetic lives that we live, we could be so easily distracted.
Yeah.
Now, we're not, I don't know if grandma was saying, you know, to live a life in fear of the devil or look behind every bush that the devil is lurking around. But there is the truth, as Jesus said in John 10:10. He says that the thief comes only to kill and steal and destroy. Mm-hmm. But I have come, Jesus said, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Mm-hmm. So there's a contrast. Mm-hmm. There are pitfalls that we can all find ourselves either slipping in or falling into.
Yes.
Going back to these mountains, how did God remove the mountains that you experienced in your life? How did that begin to happen?
You know, the more thinking back, you know, during that time of just my husband just speaking God's word, I remember we would be in Long Beach and looking at the ocean. He would take me and we would just look over there and he would just, you know, bring out his Bible and start praying with me and just quoting scriptures. You know, I grew up Catholic, so I wasn't, you know, I was familiar with some of those scriptures, but not, I didn't know the depth of it. And then he would explain them to me. And then during that season two, I was still going to Christian church with him and going Catholic church at the same time. So I was doing both. And during that time, you know, during that season, my husband came and to pick me up. We were going to go on it somewhere. And he asked, he goes, he brought out his Bible and he said, "Tricia, we're unequally yoked." And I go, "What does that mean?" And he goes, you have to choose whether you're going to be a Catholic or you'll be a Christian. You can't be both. And then I remember after that day, you know, I had to choose what I'm going to do. If I'm going to be, yeah, I still lived at home with my mom and dad. I still have to honor them. But at the same time, you know, what is God calling me to do? And during that time, I realized, you know, I prayed and I asked the Lord, what should I do? And then the Lord spoke to me and said, you need to completely give your life to me and surrender everything.
So tell me about your aha moment.
Oh. You know, during that time of, you know, once I got connected with the Lord and started going to church with my husband, and then, you know, I got into the young adults group. It was called College Career Group at a church in Santa Fe Springs, California. And I remember being in there and just sobbing. And I remember during the services, I would just cry. And, you know, Chad wasn't there during that time because he was working. And I would go right after work and just cry. And I remember the Lord just being so clear. It's like, I was always there for you, you know. And until I, you know, even as an adult later on, after Chad and I were married, we were attending a different church in Anaheim. And during that time, a dear sister in the Lord said that she got a word for me from the Lord and said that she saw me as a little girl underneath all these bags. And the Lord was saying his hand was always upon me, and that he, every tear that I cried, he was there wiping them away for me. And until that time, I never really boo-hooed cried like I did. That was my aha moment, that I knew God was always there for me. Even through those difficult times of my dad, you know, watching him drink, and, you know, with my mom. And I remember I didn't have any more bitterness after that moment with the dear sister and the Lord told me. I didn't have any more resentment towards my parents because I still had a little bit of resentment. All that was taken away, and it just, like, the Lord completely freed me from all my past hurts, all my pain, all my worries and doubts during that thing, I mean, that word that the dear sister and the Lord gave me.
You talk about doubts and pain. You talk about memories. There is a certain element even there of forgiveness, mm-hmm. Of forgiveness of things that we have become victims of, certainly by no choice of our mm-hmm. own. There are things that happen to children all over the world. Mm-hmm. But the healing that the Lord had given you, would you say that was one of the mountains?
Yes.
That was removed?
Yes, it was.
Something that was preventing you from moving forward?
Mm-hmm.
At this very moment, someone is perhaps even reflecting on something they're hoping, wishing, and trying not to reflect on.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be the working of God's Spirit
mm-hmm.
bringing something to mind in order for them to begin to deal with it. And they've been repressing it all along. Just live a life of distraction, of a busyness. Mm-hmm. I don't have to really look inside and deal with the hurt, the anger, the hatred that I feel. Mm-hmm. I just want to hold on to this because it's my way of getting back at, mm-hmm. at mom, or yeah. getting back at dad, or getting back at that young boy that hurt me, or that young girl that hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even know anything about it, but I'm going to hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
You were freed from that. What would you say to someone today, Tricia, who is listening to you and saying, I'm a bit uncomfortable here because she's touching on stuff in her life that I don't even want to deal with in my life, but I know deep down inside, that is a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say?
You know, there was, I had a lot of pain, a lot of hurt, But you know what? I realize I have to give it to God. Because you know what? He died on the cross for me. And he shed his blood for me and for my sins. And I know if he did that for me, he could do it for anybody else. Because he did that. All that pain and all that discomfort and God just, he shed it for me. And then till I realized that, you know, God, you know, he just, you know, just that aha moment, like I said, you know, it's just realizing, yeah, God has always been there for me no matter what I was going through and no matter what I go through, even in the future, he is always there for me.
When we come back, this is a tender moment. I'd like to hear what the Lord did in the life of your parents. Did he remove a mountain? Did he do something with the mountain? And you know, sometimes God removes. Sometimes God does other things with our mountains. And when we look back on them, at them, we can see his fingerprints all over the redemptive hand of God. There's always hope. Oh gosh, there's always hope in Jesus Christ. You are a witness of it, a testament of that, Tricia Van Korbach. When we come back, yeah, she'll share more with you, with me, with us. Look, can't we just be open, honest about it? Life can very many times be hard to bear, difficult to go through. Sometimes it's things in our past that keep us from moving forward. But today is a day of deliverance. Today is a day of freedom. Be released. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So let's say you grow up in a family, me, your dad. What if your dad was an alcoholic? And, things happen, things go on. Maybe it goes without saying, the hurt, the pain, words that are spoken, words that are heard. Hey, it could shatter your life. But what happens if in the middle of that you experience great feelings of loneliness, fear, insecurity, and you even go into a closet and cry out to God, and you begin to realize that you're not alone. And years later, someone speaks into your life about something that related to those moments, those closet moments. And that person tells you, hey, I just want to let you know that the Lord Himself was there wiping every one of your tears. How would that make you feel? Well, it made Tricia Van Korbach feel very close to God in a way that was life-changing for her. But you know, God didn't only do a work in her life. God did a work in her parents' life, in her dad, in her mom. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And Tricia Van Korbach has been so gracious to share out of her heart, out of her life, what God has done. Tricia, take us back. What did the Lord do in the life of your parents?
You know, the Lord told me to do something for my parents, even though, before I got married, living at home, even though it was hard during that time of being a Christian and growing up Catholic, the Lord told me I still have to honor them. And, it says in the Webster's 1828 Bible, it talks about honor means to respect. And I had to learn to respect them. Even through difficult season of my life, I knew I still had to respect them. Even when after I got married to my husband, I still had to, even though I wasn't under the roof anymore, but I still had to respect them, because the Lord told me the way I'm going to win them to the kingdom is by my honor and respect to them. So during that season of respect and honor, my parents came to know the Lord after the birth of our oldest son. His name is Elijah. And I remember at his after his dedication, my mom started asking me about the Lord. And just through certain events that happened during that time, my mom, I remember her calling me and she was telling me, Mija, I want to tell you that the Lord's been really speaking to me. And then she asked Chad and I about going to church with us. And we were like so flabbergasted and we were so excited. And the Lord then spoke to me, it's because you honored your parents and you did not just say, forget it. You hurt me. You've done this to me, but I still honored them. Even through my childhood and my past, I still honored them. Because, the Lord kept telling me, you need to love your parents and honor them. And so that's what I did. I just kept loving on them and kept honoring them.
would you lead in a prayer? Someone today, I just have a sense they might be feeling, yeah, I wish I could do that, for sure, but I don't have it in me to do it. I would love to do that. I want my parents to come to know the Lord. Mm-hmm. But it's so hard, mm-hmm. so hard. And that may very well be one of the key areas that could be a mountain mover mm-hmm. in the life of our dear listener right now. Mm-hmm. Could you lead in a prayer? Perhaps this could be a breakthrough moment.
Yes.
As you pray.
Yes.
I don't know how God is going to work and move in all the intricate ways that yeah. he does. But he does move.
That's
when
right.
we pray.
You know, it says in God's word, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And until I realize that, I have freedom with the Lord, that, you know, I could say to that mountain, be removed and be cast to the sea, and does not doubt, but believe. And, you know, God does those things in our life. So, yeah, I will definitely love to pray. So let's pray. So, Lord, I thank you that you are a God that heals, that you are a God that forgives. So, Father God, I pray for those listeners right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will guide them and lead them into the truth. You said in your word, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So, Father God, I come against any bitterness, any resentment, any hurt, any pain. And I say, be gone in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Lord, that through this, through my testimony, that, Father God, that your Holy Spirit will guide them and lead them through the even my steps of just trusting you, Father God, for everything. That it says in your word, whatever we put our hand to will prosper. That means it will grow. So, Lord, I thank you that even with this, even the littlest of faith of the mustard seed, that these people were Israelites, Father God, that you are there through every trial, through every even mistake, Father God, that you are in the midst of everything. So, Lord, I thank you that you just touch every single one of these lives. And, Lord, and I just declared, have your way in them, Father God. Have your way. And Lord, I thank you for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, God moves through prayer. And like I said before, I don't understand all of it.
Yeah.
But somehow when we pray, when Tricia Van Korbach prays for you. Yes, for you, my friend. God, by his Spirit, begins to move in our lives, moving those mountains, working in our hearts, giving us a supernatural power, a grace of love and forgiveness and mercy
yes.
and tenderness. Trish, you have a tenderness. It's a gift, a grace from God. You and your husband, Chad, are in Hawaii. And God has sent you here. Now I've got to talk to Chad, and we're gonna have a feature of Chad Van Korbach, and hear his side of all that God has been doing. But give it to us from your vantage point. Why Hawaii? Why do you feel God has brought you here? And give us a little snippet of the ministry that the Lord has placed on your heart.
Well, God has called us here to Hawaii for a while. And, you know, during that time, I was actually telling the Lord no, because I wanted my grandparents to be gone first. Because I was so close to my grandparents, and I could not let them go. And especially with their great-grandkids, my boys, and I just couldn't do that. But you know, now that we're here, we're called to do an awesome ministry for pastors and their wives. And, you know, we're here with my in-laws also. And, eventually my husband's brother and his wife.
When I asked about the church, what is the name of the church? The response I got was, it's not a church. It's a ministry to pastors. A ministry to pastors and their families? When we come back, we'll talk more about that. I sense that there is going to be a lot of God's saving grace in church life, because when we talk about pastoral health, it can be an issue. Things that aren't spoken of very much, but things that go on because of the pressures, because of the calling, because of things that have to be endured. I hear from you, and I sense a tenderness of understanding and of grace. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about this ministry. I'm here with Tricia Van Korbach. She lives here in Hawaii with her husband, Chad. They have three boys, Elijah, Zachariah, and Isaiah. A family of ministers ministering to ministers. Did you get that? Did you know that your pastor needs to be ministered to? Needs to be listened to, heard, understood? When we come back, we'll talk more about it. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You ever wonder why God allows you to go through a rough time? Maybe you're going through a rough time right now. Maybe it doesn't make any sense to you. Maybe you're very frustrated in having to go through it. Maybe it caught you by surprise. But rest assured in it, that God has a purpose. He might not reveal everything. Sometimes he holds things close to the vest, as it were, because he wants us to trust him even though we don't understand. Look, I've gone through that. There's certain things even right now that the Lord isn't necessarily revealing everything to me. I just have to trust Him, and we have to trust Him. Sometimes that's the whole thing. Would we trust Him in it? And when we do, at the appropriate time, He gives us a little bit more understanding, a little bit more insight. But here's one thing that I've found. When we go through struggles, it gives us a tenderizing effect. We don't judge as much. We don't point fingers as much. We don't look down at others as much, because we know what it's like to go through those undefinable moments of life. And here's another thing. Others who are struggling, others who are suffering, without us even saying, quite often, they just know that we know. We could just be there with them. It's called the ministry of presence. And they know you know. And somehow, in that moment, the Lord manifests Himself. The presence of God is there. Trisha Van Korbach, she knows about this. She and her husband, Chad, we're going to talk to Chad on a tag team feature of this two-part program and hear what God has done marvelously in his life. But that's a purpose for some tenderizing moments in our lives. The Good Life Radio Show. That's what you're listening to right now. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Trisha Van Korbach, you have gone through things in life. You are raising three boys. Mm-hmm. You have learned lessons as a wife. What has the Lord been saying to you in this season of your life?
Right now, you know, my focus is on my husband and my kids, and you know, being here in Hawaii, you know, my oldest son was homeschooled for 8 years, and he did his last youth camp in California, and before we moved here, and the Lord, when I picked him up, the Lord spoke to him. He said, "Mom," he was crying and saying that the Lord spoke to him and saying that when we moved to Hawaii, that he needs to go to public school and tell people about Jesus, and that's what he's doing. And my husband and I prayed, and we felt release of sending him to school here, and but I still homeschool my two younger boys. And, you know, during that season of homeschooling, you know, I was always adamant I did not want to do it, because my thing is, oh, I want to send to school. Why, you know, kind of clean my hands and say, no, you know, that's the teacher's responsibility. But that's something the Lord taught me, you know, with homeschooling your children, you're teaching your children the ways of the Lord, and they will not depart from them. And the way the Lord's like, if you want to minister to people, you need to minister first to your husband and to your kids. And that was my growing period too, during that season of me, you know, searching myself out during being a wife and then a mother. And, you know, it's just, I thank the Lord, you know, for my children, because, you know, it's an honor and a privilege, because, you know, just thinking back to my childhood too, you know, my boys, you know, thank the Lord that, you know, they're in a good Christian environment and that they didn't grow up the way I did, because, you know, we're putting God first in every area of our life right now. We want to give honor and glory to God in everything we do.
When it comes to, you know, you talk about caring for, honoring your husband and caring for your boys, I think that's a real precious moment that you, number one, that you have the opportunity to do it. Mm-hmm. In a day and age, and maybe specifically in a state where there are many challenges for people, there are women that wish they had that opportunity. You have it. Mm-hmm. And you know you have it. And you're doing something with it. When it comes to relating with your husband, mm-hmm. what lessons has God taught you as a wife?
You know, as a wife, you know, it's just, even when we were in California, my husband worked in law enforcement. And one of the things I used to do as a wife, you know, declaring God's word over him. When he used to go to work, you know, he worked in an area that wasn't the greatest area. And I would go in my car. This is something the Lord told me to do. I would go in my car and take my boys, and they were little at that time. And we would go and pray around the city. We would drive in the car and start declaring God's word that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. You know, I just quoted scripture after scripture. And, you know, because I wanted my boys to see this is the way we live. And we walk by faith and not by sight. And, you know, I always told the Lord, protect my husband from bumper to bumper. And I always told the Lord that my husband is in covenant with you. And I wanted, you know, during that season, I wanted my husband to know I put him first, even through that time of, you know, it wasn't a very good, it was a good season, but, you know, with him working a lot and, you know, just honoring my husband and just knowing that I was praying for him.
How did the Lord minister to your heart when you would pray those prayers?
You know, I felt secure because I remember driving in those areas and just feeling that peace. It says, you know, that peace that surpasses all understanding. You know, I just knew, I was like, okay, I can do it. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, because I have that strength and endurance inside of me and saying, yeah, you know, if God is for me, then who can be against me? And it says no one could be against you. So I knew, you know, those are things that was taught by me, you know, taught not by me, but by the Lord, because, you know, I didn't have the greatest role model as my parents were with each other, but I had to choose the way I wanted to choose, the way I respected and loved my husband, the way God want me to love and honor my husband.
Someone today, as they listen to you, are at the crossroads there too. They're coming to grips with an understanding of themselves. I call it a point of self-awareness. I think that is also an act of God's grace, being able to know who we are now, being in the moment, and then understanding what God is giving us to do. He doesn't have to reveal everything, but maybe the next step. And for them, they know that it's a change that'll make a difference in their marriage. They don't know exactly how it's all going to unfold, but as a person, this wife is making it. She's going to make a change. And you're speaking her language. Encourage her. We've got about 3 minutes or so. Encourage her to go forward.
Yes.
Encourage her with words of hope of what you have seen God do.
You know, it, like my husband taught me, it only takes the faith of a mustard seed to move a mountain. And, you know, there was mountains in my life that I could have gone and done all these things, but I had to choose to be what kind of wife and what kind of mother that, you know, I want to be. And I want to be everything that the Bible says about me. All the scriptures, you know, when you go through hard times, you need to go back and say, what does the Bible say about me? What does the Bible say that, you know, declare those scriptures. That's what I had to do. I had to meditate. Meditate means pondering, thinking into, and you, those are the things you need to do. And know that if God is for me, then who could be against me? No one.
That's a scripture that Tricia has really held on to, and that's true. If God is for you, who can be against you? One thing I greatly appreciate is your love for the word. Mm-hmm. You're declaring the word, and Yes, the word has given me strength too, and encouragement and hope in those times, dear one, as you listen today to Tricia Van Korbach. There are going to come times when at the crossroads you make a choice, and it will be a good choice, the right choice, when you choose to move and act upon the Word of God. And something miraculous will happen. You will begin to see yourself changing from the inside out. Certain instincts that you used to have will be transformed into more godly instincts. Certain things you used to say or thoughts you used to have will begin to change into more godly thoughts, godly words. And here's the clincher. It's not going to be some weird, out of this world kind of thing necessarily. You'll look at it and it'll be almost so organic. You'll look back after a period of time and say, wow, I really have changed. And it wouldn't be only because you are saying it of yourself. Others will begin to testify and say, you have changed. You speak differently. You look differently. There's a different glow about you. And you will be able to say, as Tricia Van Korbach would say, it's the Lord's doing. Mm-hmm. It's the Lord's grace. Mm-hmm. Tricia Van Korbach, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for sharing your heart.
Mm-hmm. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
We greatly appreciate you. And dear one, as you listen today, we do hope that you have been encouraged by the insights shared heart to heart with you from Tricia Van Korbach. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Oh, we hope so. We pray so. Go to thegoodlife.com and click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. To help us with your financial support, go to thegoodlifeway.com and click Partners. John 1:14 says, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Tricia Van Korbach. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.